Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, scientists have discovered that just like Americans in the 50s, dinosaurs once experienced what?
Oh, wow. Just like Americans in the 50s, dinosaurs once experienced making out in the rec room? No, that's not it.
What are you guys doing down there? Hunting for prey, Mom! Nothing. Actually, technically, for Americans, it started right after World War II.
Right after World War II.
Yes, through the 50s.
The 50s.
Americans had a what? Dinosaurs had the same thing.
A baby boom.
A baby boom, yes.
Oh,
dinosaurs
my God!
Had a baby boom. Paleontologists have struggled for years to explain why a particular generation of dinosaurs seems so selfish and self-absorbed.
Right.
Well, actually, no. This particular baby boom, if you want to call it that, they now believe arose because of the Rocky Mountains, which arose, quite literally, and it cut off the dinosaurs' ability to migrate further, so they stuck around and, well, did it, you know. Which is weird, because it makes you start, for the first time, really, think about dinosaurs and sex, which you never think about at the same time.
No.
Because you think about dinosaurs until such time as you're old enough to start thinking about sex.
It was
you forget all about dinosaurs.
Transition.
What are, like, dinosaur pickup lines? Like, come on, baby, we're going to be extinct soon.
Right. If I could get my tiny little arms around you, I would. But now that you've introduced the concept of dinosaurs and sex, now it's like I can't think about anything else.
There's so many questions.
You can imagine. She's cute, but her brain's the size of a walnut. You know what I mean? You know?